apparently you pointed this out to JW, passed on to me. A tectonic plate may have peeled apart, and that could shrink the Atlantic Ocean. Then in smaller type, something strange is happening off the coast of Portugal, and scientists have now proposed a groundbreaking explanation. So, Ion, can you talk about this, or is this just for me and JW?
Oh, hails, bales. We'll hide it. We won't tell a soul. It'll be safe with us, Bob. Don't worry. All we have to do is tell you, and we're good. And nobody else can know. All the seven wonders will never know what's going on after that. It's good. It's a safe bet. It's always a safe bet. No, short version, all that's happening is this, the degradation of moving. Everything's moving. Well, this is how that starts. And they got it. It's been doing it for some time. It's like it's moving. The plates are moving like the growth of your fingernails.
Yes, yeah, they're splitting.
Same distance, they're moving. And so that plate action shifting, when you're talking about continents, is huge, because fingernails grow fast or slow or fast. But you're talking about moving North America that much at a time, in a minute, and all of a sudden you start bumping into something. And that's the shearing that you're doing, which will decrease the size of the Atlantic Ocean, which will raise sea level, specifically on that particular side, hemming up into the Hudson, to cover the big toe of Ellis Island Statue of Liberty. And as far back as that shoots, you better get your galoshers on. You're going to need them.
Well, since you operate outside of time and help us experience that, we don't know the when of this phenomenon, right?
Well, you read it on the Goober Statue. Now they're complaining about it. Before they weren't complaining about it. We said California was going to burn long before it burnt too, didn't we?
Yes. And so when you're saying things, there is a timing, it's like Proximus to us. It could happen in the next couple of years.
Well, it's like Mount Hood, you know, and Mount Rainier are screwing together. But yeah, no big whoop.
No big whoop. What's that mean? No big time?
It don't matter to us. We just told you. All we did, we tell you she'll be riding six white slaves when she comes. You better know an orgasm in the foot.
Okay, so what is the scientist's groundbreaking explanation?
That the shear in the tectonic plates is not moving, it's cutting, which will decrease the size of the Atlantic Ocean.
How does it decrease it? By draining it?
The shear takes a space. It'd be like if you started throwing rocks in the ocean. Every rock you throw in there displaces some water.
All right, so it goes somewhere else, is what you're saying. Displaced to somewhere else. Or does it rise?
Sure, if you have a glass of... Well, it rises, but it goes away. That's the point, you see. It's becoming smaller.
Okay, so
if you dig a sandcastle and you start pushing it in the ocean more, you're making the ocean smaller.
Okay, so now the Atlantic Ocean comes around the south and goes into the Pacific Ocean. Is there something constitutionally very different between the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean in size?
The Pacific specifically is larger in scale and depth and length and breadth than the Atlantic, although they're both very large.
So since you can go to a space bigger than the universe into the Pacific Ocean, can the same phenomenon happen in the Atlantic Ocean?
It does all the time.
I mean bigger than the known telescope universe.
Yes. Yeah. Easy there. But that's not the storyline here. The storyline here is that regular stupid science has picked up on the thing we've been saying. When they start validating what we're saying, when Al Gore gets a new jet because we say something, you know, trouble is afoot.
A little man can only devolve. It can only notice.
Well, and that's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying too. She's arguing for this position, and she's right from her position, from the little man's position. You thought